The Proclaimers, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. How are you these days?
Doing very well. We've been touring continuously pretty much over the last 10 years. So this is the second time in Norway in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we keep coming around, you know, just like the seasons.
Yeah. You've been making music on and off for over 20 years now. I guess there's been a couple, but what's been the highlight?
There's been a lot. The first time we ever heard ourselves on the radio, I think that was even before you have a hit. The first time I'd hit a hit in Britain, with Letter for America. First time we ever toured in the United States, I think. The first time we ever hit the States. But I think the highlight for me was coming back in 2001 after being away for many years, and just realising there was still an audience there left for us. And we've kind of built on that down the years since 2001, toured, as Charlie says, every year all over the world. But I think that was my favourite thing, was coming back that year after being away without a record for about 7 years. So I think that was my favourite.
In the early 90s, one of your 80s songs became an even bigger hit than before. I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles, of course. How would you describe witnessing that happening itself?
It was really strange. I tell you what happens. It was in the film Benny and June. And the record company we were with then, EMI, actually had to check that we were still on the label, because they didn't know. As soon as the movie came out, people started requesting that song all over America on radio stations, and that's how it happened. And the record company kind of caught up with it within about 3 or 4 days, what was happening, and then realised we were still on the label, and they started pushing it a bit. But it was one of these things, the people phone you up and say, you know, this looks like it's going to happen, and it's sitting at 98, and you're going, that's not going to be a hit record. No, it's going to happen. And next week it's at 35. And then the next week it's climbing, and it just keeps climbing. In those days in America, it would take weeks for a record to get to the top, and then it would take weeks for it to descend. So it was a surreal experience, very, very strange. But it was fun to, we'd toured America 2 or 3 times before that, and we enjoyed doing it, and we've been back many times since. But actually having a hit there was, it was quite amusing at the time. It was quite a laugh, really.
When you wrote it in the 80s, What were your ambitions for this song?
We just wanted something else. It's just another song. You know, we Charlie and I started playing it when we were still promoting the first album, when we were just an acoustic duo, and we'd play it live at shows, and it would go down really well. And we knew it would work. And then when we recorded it, when we were doing the Sunshine and Leith album with Pete Wingfield, we recorded it, and we knew that this is definitely the first song. First single from the record, and that was it. And then when it came out, we thought, yeah, if it gets a bit of play, it will be a hit. And it was like a number 11 hit in Britain, but then it was a much bigger song in other countries. So there was no ambitions for it. It was just, you know, it was the latest single, and we thought it would do all right if it got some play, and it did much better than that.
This is no doubt your signature song, or it has been, have been. Do you ever feel like caught by this song? Written for over.
I mean, I think, you know, most people are known for 1, 2, 3, 4 songs. You know, we've got maybe a couple of songs. It's that, and I'm On My Way. That maybe some people might know us for around the world. Maybe a couple more in the UK, and then you don't really worry about it too much. I mean, it'd be nice to have another couple of hit records, but if we never do, then we've had a couple of hit records anyway. So, and then we've had albums that have done well. We've put 8 albums out. We obviously have songs that, well, definitely mean a lot more to us than that song, but that's a song that gets played in the radio, so that's a song that keeps you touring, that's a song that keeps paying, so you can pay the bills to make another record, you can go into the studio, so, you know, it's a blessing, really.
That's very mature of you, realising that.
Makes sense.